This recording, Colorado 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Canyon City. During that time, my folks had sheep, so my dad didn't get down to the hospital to see me for quite a while. And so every year on my birthday, we were shearing sheep, it seemed like, till I was in high school. And growing up, we got to ride horses a lot. Worked in the hayfield. We were in 4-H, so that kept us busy during the summer. My class, I went to school in Westcliff from, we didn't have kindergarten, but first grade through 12, all here. And there was about 24 graduated with us. I got married out of high school. I have 3 boys and 7 grandkids. So that kept me busy. I had 2 grandkids live with me, and my mom, he just graduated this year, so now it's just mom and I in the house, and we like to go mess around, go to Cripple Creek and gamble, and she would like to travel more. So we just keep busy on the ranch. Things have changed some around here, but really it doesn't seem to grow a lot. There's a lot of new people. Growing up, we knew everyone, and now we don't, but it still doesn't seem like it's growing, probably in the mountains around, but the city, Westcliff, still stays the same.